Welcome to Yoke Talk, a look behind the scenes at Yoke Youth Ministries. Yoke is transforming communities by mentoring middle school students, equipping young leaders, engaging local churches, and enriching local schools. And in each episode of Yoke Talk, we have a conversation with the people who are making that happen.
Hello, Yoke family. This is Eli Smith here on Yoke Talk. And with me today, I have
Jesse.
Jesse, you are a brand new Yoke folk, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You are, this is your first club as a Yoke folk, right? But it's not your first Yoke club ever.
Nope.
No, because you have some sort of history with Yoke, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a Yoke kid and then a Future Folk.
Awesome. For those who may be unfamiliar, what is Future Folk?
It's the stage in between a Yoke kid and a Yoke folk in high school, where you learn... At mine, Kelly Cunningham was our leader and instructor, and it was just a great time for us to go every other Thursday and just hang out and study, worship, and then just play games, just like another Yoke club, but learn how to lead.
Yeah.
And, like, we'd take on challenges of leading each club, and instead of just playing the games, we'd lead the clubs.
Yeah.
The games.
And you guys get to go and help out at the club.
Camp.
Yeah.
Camp was
At camp.
In the kitchen.
You guys get to serve in the kitchen.
All that stuff.
How did you like serving at camp?
It was actually one of my favorite things. Like, I was like, ooh, it's going to be in the kitchen. But once we got back, like, the only bad thing was waking up early. But once you got there and that breakfast and the kids would come through and their smiling faces in the morning, it really made it worth it.
Yeah.
And then Cindy and the lunch and all that, it really made it worth
it. Shout out to Mama Cindy.
We loved her.
Yeah, I just remember every time I saw you serving at camp, you just, like, always had a smile on your face, like, sweeping up the floor or whatever. Like, you just had a great attitude.
Now I'm doing that for a living.
I don't think we've even said yet, we're at Alcoa Middle School, which is where you went to school.
Yep. Currently in the high school.
He has started serving as a Yoke folk, which we're really excited to have somebody that was a Yoke kid and then a Future folk and now a Yoke folk. So, but I want to learn what you were like when you were in middle school, which wasn't too long ago.
What
were you like as a middle schooler?
Well, I joined Yoke in the end of fifth grade and my first camp was, in sixth grade, and I guess to describe me, I was one of those shy people. I really didn't want to play the games, kind of like nervous about putting myself out there. But like once my friends started joining and I started talking about it, and it just felt like another thing, like, hey, I want to go on Tuesdays, can't wait for Tuesdays. So once we got there, I guess I just busted out of my shell, and sometimes I had to be talked to and calmed down. And other times, it was just a fun time.
Yeah. So why did you choose to serve with Yoke now that you're old enough to be a Yoke folk?
To give back. That's my main thing. I loved how people inspired me, and I want to inspire other people of how people inspired me through Yoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I still want to serve at camps, even though I'm not in a even though I'm not in Future Folk anymore. I'd still like to serve at camps.
Yeah.
If it's not by the kitchen, it's by helping the kids like me in middle school have a great time at camps, because those were my favorite times. Never been to camp before, and that was my first time.
Be honest, and it's okay to be honest here. Are you sad that you now don't get to serve in the kitchen at camp? Now you will be with kids?
I am sad. I really did like it, because you got all the food. And
I think that's awesome.
You got all the food and the music and the dishwasher. And
yeah.
It's just time always goes by and people change and people go different ways, and I'm just glad I'm still here.
Yeah, well, now you get to be a Yoke folk and hang out with kids and keep up with them all
and
weekend.
Abby.
So, Abby. Abby was one of your Yoke folk.
Yeah, tragic.
And now she is serving alongside you. And in a previous episode, I think we caught up with Abby and Erica, who was the same grade as you, correct?
She joined a club earlier than me.
Uh-huh.
So she's...
So now we've got two former Yoke kids from Alcoa on this Yoke team, which is really exciting. Last thing, do you have any interesting or fun stories from your time with Yoke, whether it's as a Yoke kid or as a Future folk? You haven't been a Yoke folk for very long, so.
I think my most interesting story was at summer camp, and it was my sixth grade year. I went, and it was my first time, me and Zachary. And Austin Burchell, he was there. He doesn't do this anymore, I don't think. I can't remember. And we were in a bunk, and Jacob Stamper. Yeah, Jacob Stamper. And then all of a sudden, we just heard a loud thud, and Jacob fell out of the bed. And that was a fun time. And then there was apparently a fire alarm that went off, and I slept right through it, but everyone else was up.
That was probably, sounds like you.
And then I got stuck on a horse. It was a wild summer camp.
There's just... more and more pieces to this story. You got stuck on a horse?
Yeah, we went to Davy Crockett Stables, okay. And I was a little chubby kid, and that horse just was a little tall for me, and it just wasn't happening.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for serving. We're excited to have you as a yoke folk, looking forward to this semester having you at Alcoa.
Well, thank you.
It's really cold out here, so
it's
freezing.
To learn more about Yoke, visit yokeyouth.com. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes so you never miss an episode. And follow us on Instagram at yokeyouth.